Good morning to you, Darcy Lynn. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us today.
Good morning. It's no biggie at all. I'm excited to be here.
So many of our listeners know you from America's Got Talent, season 12. You were the winner of that season. You started ventriloquism at such a young age. You're still young, but such a young age. I'm curious, what first drew you to it?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, I think I first saw it when I was around 9. And I think what drew me to it is just how magical it was. I just had never seen anything like it. I grew up doing pageants. I was really, really reserved when I was younger, and so my mom grew up doing pageants, so she put me in pageants just to come out of my shell and meet other girls and, learn how to present myself. And that's where I found ventriloquism, as this girl did it for her talent portion. And I ended up meeting her, asking her a million questions, and I got my first puppet when I was 10. So I think what drew me to it is just like the uniqueness that it is. And it was just such a, dying art form. And so I was like, what is this? This is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I know it's so true. I think of my parents' generation was very used to seeing performers, ventriloquists, and you go even back farther than that. You had a very famous ventriloquist on the radio, and I think of like the Howdy Doody show that was a show that was really popular when my parents were younger. But you're right that there hasn't been a lot of it since then. I'm just thinking for such a young person to grab onto this. How long was it until you realized, wow, I could make a career of this. I really, truly have a talent.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. That's a hard question. I don't know if there was a, I know there was a moment where I was like, wow, okay, people are enjoying this. I think I want to keep doing this. Because when I turned 10, I got surprised with my first puppet, and about 2 weeks later, I entered a local talent competition. So it was my very first performance as a ventriloquist, and threw together a routine, and I did it, and the talent show, and it ended up winning, and which was shocking to me at 10. I was like, what? Wow. All right. So I think that moment I was like, so this is kind of cool, and then people like this. But I don't know if I really realized it could be a career until after I won AGT.
Yeah.
So
Did this just come naturally to you? I mean, this is a skill I would think you would have to hone, or maybe it just came naturally to you. What was that like?
I don't know if it came naturally. I do believe that, I mean, I'm a very spiritual person and grew up in the church, and I do believe that it was, divinely influenced for me to find it. But I definitely, it didn't come super easy. I had to work at it. But I definitely think I was meant to do it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Now, maybe some of our listeners are not familiar with your friends, your puppets. Each of them has a really distinct personality. How do you come up with their voices and their quirks? How does all that work?
I don't know. I think people complicate it a bit. It's really simple. I mean, I think, I grew up with a really pretty wild imagination, and it just kind of comes naturally. You just get to make characters, and they all have their own unique quirks and mannerisms. And I think I draw inspiration obviously from my own brain, but also from people in my life. But I also think, each puppet are they have a very tiny part of me in them, if that makes sense. And of course, they all say things that I would never say, because they're puppets. You never know what they're gonna do. But yeah, I think it all comes about differently, either from my brain or just from people I meet,
Is everything really scripted, or do you sometimes go off script with the puppets? Maybe they say something that you didn't expect.
Oh no, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of off-script moments in my shows for sure. I've been doing ventriloquism for almost 11 years now
That's
because
crazy because you're what, like 20?
I'm 20 and I'm turning 21 this year, and so I've had some of them for years, so they have just kind of evolved naturally like with me and have grown up with me, and they're like real people sometimes. Second nature, whenever I'm actually doing it, they will, I can pop off and say something with them, and it's just kind of like second nature now. So yeah, it happens all the time in shows, and it's really fun.
Do you have any friends there with you in the room right now that you could introduce
Yes,
to
I
us?
do. Let me grab Petunia. She's big diva, so she likes to come on when I do things.
Hello. Hi. I know this is radio, and it is kind of funny to think that Charlie McCarthy was making people laugh on a radio show.
It is wild how ventriloquism started on radio. It is kind of ironic.
Isn't it crazy? So,
Yeah.
Petunia, some people don't know you. Tell us about yourself.
Hello, listeners. My name is Petunia. I won AGT back in 2017. We won. I won. And Darcy likes to take the credit, but it's okay. And I'm just a fabulous rabbit who loves to sing. That's true.
So why do you think it was you that won? What was it about you, Petunia, that just put you at the top?
I mean, you can't beat this face, am I right? I mean, it's cute, and that's all there is to it. Yeah, she's got a big head. Yeah.
Yeah, do you have a big head, Petunia?
No.
So, Petunia, you're coming to the Junction Center. You're coming to our home county in Pennsylvania, Lancaster County, and you'll be doing a show there in August, and we are really looking forward to it. So I do hope you're going to be there, Petunia. You're coming along?
Oh, I will be there, honey. Don't worry. The show is pretty much all about me. There'll be other puppets there too, but but yeah, I'm excited. I'm
Yeah.
excited. It is my favorite thing to do is sing on a stage and meet people, and I love, love, love it. I'm excited.
Petunia, we are so excited too. Can you talk a little bit about your performance? Maybe what you're going to sing and what you're going to do? Because again, I guess you're the important part of the show, right?
Absolutely. You're getting it. You're getting it. You're right on the point. Lisa, there's a lot of things in the show, but my favorite part is when I sing opera at the end. I mean,
Ooh.
it is show stopping. All right. But there's a lot of things, there's other puppets, of course, but I'm the main attraction. In her brain, she is, so
Could you give us a little sampling of the opera, or is that something you maybe need to warm up?
Lisa, I haven't even warmed up yet. I don't know. I don't want to. I gotta warm up, And I don't want to give anything away, a magician never reveals his tricks, so.
True. True. I
Yeah.
assume you're classically trained.
Of course.
Of course. So, and how did you and Darcy meet?
Oh gosh. We met when I was 10, but we didn't start singing together till I was like 11. Yeah, I went through her teenage years. Yikes. Yeah. But we've known each other a long time.
Darcy, what is it that you love about Petunia so much?
I love Petunia's confidence, because it's something I kind of, find difficult myself, so she kind of helps me out in that area. She's confident in herself, and I like that.
Petunia, what will you be wearing to the show? Is that important to you? Do you take time to pick out the fashions that will be on display at the
Yeah,
Junction Center?
very vital. Usually it's something, let's see, sparkly or pink, anything along those lines, but it's very vital. One time Darcy forgot my wardrobe and it was just Armageddon, So important.
Yeah, Petunia, I should ask too, before we say goodbye, what is it that you love about Darcy?
I love Darcy's heart, she's got a very big heart and loves people well, including myself. Sometimes I'm hard to love, but I love her heart. It's very sweet. I think it's the nicest thing she said to me.
That is beautiful. Well, thank you so much. Petunia, while you're here, there's a lot of kids listening right now. This is a show called The Kids Cookie Break. And I was
Yes.
wondering, do you have a favorite cookie? Maybe
Of
we could
course.
have them in your dressing room at the Junction Center.
Oh my gosh, of course. My favorite cookie
is a snickerdoodle. I love sugar, don't we all? Yeah. Sugar, sugar, sugar. So definitely a snickerdoodle. And I love saying the word snickerdoodle, so
It's a good choice.
It is a fun word, is it not? Well, thank you, Petunia. Thank you so much. We can't wait. We'll see you in August. You have a fabulous summer. Do you have big plans this summer?
Well, you know, I'm trying to get in shape for swimsuit season, but other than that, nothing really.
Yeah. What do you do to get in shape for swimsuit season?
Lots of carrots.
Oh,
Lots.
well, thank you, Petunia. So great to see you.
Bye.
Fun, so fun. Well, we can't wait for the show. Darcy, can you give us a sneak peek too? Because I know that there will be other friends with you. Maybe just kind of run down how the show's going to flow.
Yeah, well, I mean, first and foremost, it's a very family-friendly show. Very multi-generational. It's my favorite part about it because when I go, I see people, gosh, from like the ages 4 up to 84. So it's bring your whole family. That's my favorite part. But it's a variety show. Lots of different genres of music. I mean, from 70s, 80s, and Broadway and opera. So lots of different music, and I'll have four friends with me. So I'll have Petunia, Oscar, Edna, and then a new friend that no one has met yet. His name's Andy. So that's exciting.
Oh.
But yeah, it's just gonna be a blast.
Can you tell us a little bit about the other friends, like Oscar, for those who are not familiar?
Sure. So Oscar is a mouse, and he's a pretty nervous, anxiety-ridden guy, and bless him. But you know, all of that kind of falls away when he sings. He's got a powerhouse of a voice. He's my Motown mouse, but he's always pretty nervous. And then Edna, she's crazy. She's an old lady. She doesn't really have much of a filter. You never know what she's gonna say, but she's a hoot. It's never a dull moment with her. And then Andy, I don't want to give away too much about Andy because he's so new. But Andy's British, and yeah, I don't want to talk much about him because he's so new.
Okay.
Introduce him in the show, but he's fun. He just joined the gang, so.
I am so excited. So, Darcy, I'm just curious, what's something that you think fans might be really surprised to know about you?
Oh. Ooh, I don't know. This is a good question. There's a lot of things. Maybe something really niche that people don't know is that I love collecting typewriters. It's a nerdy thing about me. So I've got like four now. But I don't know. It's a new thing that I've been getting into, but I don't know. I don't know anything else.
Do you use any of the typewriters? Because I know you can
Yeah.
still access and purchase the ribbon.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I've got one on my desk right now, and it's an electric one too, which is like, it's really cool. But I've got the just the manual ones, and yeah, I do write on them, which is really fun.
That is so great. That is so fun. So, Darcy, any advice that you would give young performers who look up to you and maybe want to follow a similar path? Maybe they are the age, I know I have a lot of listeners out there, the age of when you first fell in love with ventriloquism. What advice would you have for them?
Oh my goodness. Honestly, I would probably tell them if you are really, really passionate about something and you're willing to work really hard, go for it and don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it or that it's too different. Because everybody has really special things about them. And if you just find that and put your mind to it, then you can do it. I'm living proof that you can. So, yeah, don't let anyone hold you back.
A lot of people, myself included, just blown away that your lips don't move. Any advice for any of us that just want to play around with maybe puppets and just want to try that skill? Like any advice of what we need to do with our mouth, our tongue, our teeth?
Well, with ventriloquism, like the only way to make the sounds that you usually would make with your lips is with your tongue. It's so, like everything you do is with your tongue. Like it's really strange, actually. But and it's just kind of a motion of using your tongue and clicking it up against your teeth, basically, to like mimic the sounds you would use to make your lips. So like P's and B's and M's are usually what people ask me a lot. Like, how do you do the P's and the B's and the M's. And it's really just with your tongue. And at first, you substitute letters with different letters. So, if you were to say peanut butter, you would use a T and a D instead, like teanut dutter. But then you use your tongue, peanut butter. So I'm opening my mouth a little bit more so you can kind of see my tongue move, but like peanut butter, peanut butter. So then it ends up sounding like the other letters. And then you start practicing that with more muscle control so you don't move your mouth as much. And then it comes like peanut butter, peanut butter. And so it's a lot of work with your tongue.
That's amazing. I am so impressed. Well, Darcy, this is the kids' cookie break. We have to ask you as well, what is your favorite cookie?
Okay, so this might sound boring, but it really is a chocolate chip cookie. I love, love, love chocolate chip cookies, and especially if they've got, like the perfect ratio of like sweet and like the saltiness to it. So that's my favorite.
Darcy Lynn and Friends Up Close and Personal Tour are coming to the Junction Center Sunday, August 10th. You can get tickets now and more information at junctioncenterproductions.com. And Darcy Lynn, where's the best place to go to catch up with you and keep track of what you're doing?
Well, I'm on all the social medias. It's Darcy Lynn on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, YouTube, and then my website if you want to check out any other, tour dates or tickets for Mannheim. It's darcylynn.com.
Thank you so much. Again, this has been so fun.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks, Petunia, too, for stopping by. Thank her for us.
I will. I will. She's probably already taking a nap, getting her beauty sleep.